Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, on the phone, Father Larry Richards right now. You may know him because of all of his talks at men's conferences and parish missions, but you know, he's also a pastor. He's got a lot of things going. Let's talk to him about it. Also, why his holy hour is a staple in his life. Like, subscribe, comment to this video, send it out to all your friends who love Father Larry. God bless.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
Father Larry.
Jordy.
How are you?
Blessed. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Blessed, man.
This is a very different style of talking with you.
Well, how appropriate. You're so different, so you might as well have something very else different.
That's very true. Very true. Normally I have a microphone in front of my face, but I'm just calling to catch up with friends. Friends like you.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, have mercy. This is like heaven on earth.
I want to get a peek into your life from
it's a very busy life.
I know. I want to get a peek into it though, because all everyone knows about you is your speaking, men's, you know, conferences, all that, but we don't hear a lot about Father Larry as a pastor.
Pastor, I had mass at 8 o'clock this morning, 8:30. I had a meeting with the diocese, 10 o'clock. I had a funeral, and then the funeral went on. I got back here at 12 o'clock. I have this appointment with this John Leonetti character.
Yeah.
And then right after you, I have to go down and meet with a lawyer for my foundation.
Holy cow.
I haven't had a chance yet to have breakfast or lunch yet.
This is your life. Is this the life of a normal priest? Is this a normal pastor?
This is for most pastors. The difference now is I have two parishes and a school. Plus, I'm still on the road all the time. So this has happened the last year. When I'm thinking I'm going to sit there and get ready for retirement, the bishop threw me a curve.
Wait, you were going to retire, and the bishop says, no, you're going to go to a different parish.
Well, no, I'm 65 now, so a lot of priests can retire at 65, but we have to wait till 70 or 75. So I thought I'd stay at the parish I've been at for the last 22 years. And then last year he called me in and says, no, you need to go to this other place. And I go, and then I found out it was two places, and I was really like, oh, you're killing me here.
Yeah. Do you guys have my terms life in now your diocese?
We did. But it's every 6 years you can evaluate you and, you know, the people. And so if it's all going well, and because I was on the road, I'm on the road 40 times a year. So I'm always back home by Saturday night. That's usually the deal that I can't even do anything unless I'm home for all the masses on Sunday.
So are you going to be there for another 22 years then? That's the way it's going to go?
Yeah, that's what I said. They said, oh, my priest brothers say, Larry, come on, it took you 22 years to get. And I said, I don't have 22 years. I'm 65.
What would you as a pastor, Father Larry, as a pastor, most want your parishioners to know about the priesthood?
That the whole thing, the whole reason we exist is to make them disciples of Jesus Christ. Period. You know, we don't just exist to sit there and keep the parish running and the roof good and just be the guy who comes and does the sacramental stuff, you know, to bury and baptize and marry. Yeah. We're there to really get them to know Jesus so that they can live forever.
What do you think they think the priest is for?
I think that we're just another, we're like another employee of them. Mm. You know, like you go to you go to a country club, and as long as the country club's giving you what you want, you'll pay them and you'll stay there. The moment that doesn't happen, then you're going to go somewhere else. And that's never been the church, and we got to get over that kind of stuff. So that's the hardest thing about being a pastor, you know. And like someone like me, I just say what the Lord tells me to say, period. And not everybody likes that.
No, not all the time, but it's okay, right? I mean, you're helping people along that. How do you?
Well,
how
does of course, I got to get them to heaven.
Yeah, that's right. So how do you spend your free time? What do you do?
I have a house that I work on that I got about 13 years ago. And so, you know, I ripped all the cabinets out and I've been painting them, and I haven't had a chance much to do that for the last year. But I like to do things with my hands. So since I've been here, I'm doing all kinds of stuff of renovations at the rectory in this church.
Who gifted you a house? Can I get on that?
It took me lots and lots of saving of money to get this house.
Yeah, is that retirement?
It is. Well, hopefully I get to get out of Erie when I retire and go to where it's warm and not hell either.
This is like different because you're helping men so often. I mean, that's where you're going, right? Mostly to men's conferences. Are you still doing missions?
I still do parish missions and everything, of course.
You still have that agreement that's like 50 pages long that we got to sign in order to bring in.
It's 2 pages. You have to sit there and the pastor has to be there every night of the mission. And
that's asking a lot.
I know. And I just say, nope, you need much conversion as everybody else. We all are constantly in need of conversion. The day we think we don't need greater conversion is the day we have left Jesus.
Is it tough, like preaching to priests?
It's horrible tough. I do a lot of priest retreats. I just did a priest retreat and they're 5 days and they have to listen to me 3 times a day for 5 days. It's hell on earth.
How do you have 15 talks to give?
Easily I have 15 talks to give. I've been talking for 36 years or 37 years now. The priest, 36 years deacon.
Why is it difficult to talk to priests? Like why would that be? Is it
because
nerves?
We already think that we know everything is the point. And you can't tell me I do all this stuff. And that's why it's good with me. Cause a lot of times the priests that do priest retreats are not pastors. They're not diocesan priests. They're usually religious. So when I go into a diocese and I speak to a bunch of priests, I say, guys, listen, I do this every day. I am struggling every day, try to keep everything about how do we do this? What's the point? Am I a man of prayer? You know, that's the whole thing. Like priests need priests and we need to be challenged, to become holy, to become saints. Because you become a saint or you go to hell.
So I mean, that's about as straightforward as it gets, right?
Exactly correct.
Helping,
so we have to know that too.
Helping priests pray. I know it. I have friends who have told me numerous times they struggle in their own prayer life. They have their spiritual directors, but it's difficult because there's so many demands. I mean, if that goes, everything else goes though, right? I mean, for anyone.
You got to sit there and wake up early in the morning. That's the only way to do it. Before, like I'm up at 4 or 5 in the morning. And so when I'm up that early, I get to do my holy hour and everything. First thing in the morning, that's where it comes down. So if you don't put Jesus first, then everything else will take its place.
You do a holy hour every day.
Every day since I have been a priest 36 years, and even before I was a priest, I always did a holy hour. I made a God the promise that that's what I do. He's first. And if I'm on the road and I don't come home till 1 o'clock in the morning and I have not done my holy hour, I go and I kneel before the Blessed Sacrament, even if I fall asleep there, because I promised him I'd give him a holy hour.
Really? Every day. What do you do?
Really?
What does it look like?
I sit there and I start with Divine Mercy Chaplet. Then I go into the rosary. Then I do my breviary, you know, because the priest makes a promise before God that he will say a breviary every single day. And so you have to have morning prayer, office or readings, afternoon prayer, evening prayer, and then night prayer. So you don't do it all at the same time. And then so I'll do that about a half hour. And the other half hour, I shut up and listen. Reading the word, doing that stuff just so God can tell me what he wants. Because again, everybody does a lot of talking to God, but nobody does a lot of listening to God. And that's where we get to know his voice. That's where we get to know this is what I'm called to do. That's where we become holy. That's where we can then know I'm doing God's will, because that's the whole purpose of our life, to do God's holy will.
Anything you're reading right now or listening to that could might be of interest? To me,
the last book I just read was on hope with the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and which was fantastic.
Good stuff.
You know, so good stuff. Exactly.
Sequel it's by Pope Leo coming out.
Who knows? I love Pope Leo, but I love Francis. He was, again, he could say stupid things because he wasn't thinking, just like me. So I like it, you know? So that's the whole point, that he's 100%, but God chose him to become the Pope of the Church, and he was leading us in mercy. And we sometimes think that it's all about everything else. It's all about the grace of God, the mercy of God, period.
I'm with
you.
We're all
Pelagianists. We all think we have to do it ourselves.
No, we like the division more than the unity.
That's too much.
That's always nice. How can we pray for you before I let you go?
I just do God's will. Like today, I get down to my next meeting in time, and then I sit there and I I have to do a retreat between now for my own personal 5-day retreat. So I have to do that between now and Christmas. So pray I get a 5 days. I can get that in.
Can I come out and lead it?
Oh, please. No.
I'm going to pray a memorare for you when I get off the phone. All right.
There you go. It's about
You're
time.
A good man, Father. Thank you. Pray You're for me. Man. Remember me at the altar.
You got it.
All right.
Got it.
Talk soon.
God Bye-bye. Bless you.
You too.